Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Zoe Moon at the end of the year 2014. Yay! We got through it and we are, you know, we are here. That makes it a good thing. And this is kind of the wrap up for the year tonight because my show next week will fall, on the 20 on Christmas. So this is going to cover 2 weeks right now. So I'm taking you from December 18th through the 31st and looking at the major trends that are going to be having an impact on us. So Let's get right to it. First of all, when we look at the 21st of December, that's a very powerful day. We just had our sixth Uranus-Pluto square. And on the 21st, Uranus is going to go direct. So, you know, it's been several months since we had, you know, any kind of direct action from Uranus. It kind of went into its backwards tracking on July 21st at 16 degrees, and now on the 21st of this month, it's going to go direct at the 12th degree. So it covered back over 4 degrees of the zodiac during that time period. So, you know, we kind of got a little bit of a do-over when it came to our personal needs, anything that we really needed to look at in this massive change and overhaul that we're going through between 2012 and March of 2015 because of that Uranus-Pluto ongoing square. So that do-over period is wrapping up now. And so it was really focused on our bodies, if there was some kind of big, powerful change that we needed to really focus in on what's happening within our bodies. Anything that would have to do with our image or our brand, if there is a brand, anything that would have to do with your name or your title. So going back and reviewing any of that and making any kind of changes or, you know, shakeups there, anything that would have to do with a really important personal goal that you have, you know, this was the time to kind of go back and revisit it or really get things aligned if they were not aligned. And so on the 21st, Uranus goes direct. Now we're in forward aggressive motion for the rest of the period of the Uranus-Pluto square, all the way until March 17th, well, and beyond. But March 17th of 2015 is when we have that final, you know, charged up frictional energy pattern between these two. So starting on the 21st, you're going to be kind of putting everything in motion that you need. If you need to break away from somebody or some situation, if you need to reinvent yourself going forward, if you need to really, you know, jump into that next level, that new dynamic when it comes to your body, your image, your brand, your title, your name, this is going to really set it off. You probably, maybe in 40 or 50 years, there may be a configuration that is this powerful for what we're going to have from December 21st to March 17th. This is where I feel like I'm in a Mercury retrograde tonight. During this period, this is just it. This is like a really, really big one. So step up. If you feel like you need to free yourself from the chains that bind in any way, or really push your inventiveness or your originality or, you know, something just very unique about you out there in the world, you know, bring it, baby. This is the time. And so there may be some things that kind of are, you know, locking in the picture over these next few days if you're listening to this live. If you're listening to this in the replay between December 18th and 31st, you know, jump in at any time. This is your chance to really go for what it is that you need, whatever that is. This is your period to do so in one of the biggest change configurations of your lifetime between now and March 17th. Okay, so that's on the 21st. Then on the 21st, the reason it's such a powerful day is if that's not big enough, we have our new moon winter solstice in Capricorn. So this is also a launch period. And so if generally we just get one new moon every year in a certain sign, this one is going to be in Capricorn. And Capricorn is about our goals, our ambitions, what we become known for, where we really get serious and we become our own leaders in our life, where our career falls, where fame awaits or some kind of recognition. And it's also where we deal with higher ups, you know, if it's a boss, if it's a mentor, if it's a parent, whoever the higher up may be. So starting on the 21st, we have new moon momentum pushing us out there to go to step up and take on that next level, whatever that goal is that you have in mind. So, you know, both of these things are really focused in on what you want. What do you want to achieve for yourself? What do you want to achieve for the work you're here doing? What do you want to achieve for that person that is, you know, in that higher up position or how can you reach out to them to see if they can help you achieve. So even though this is a holiday period, it definitely seems like there is a lot to think about when it comes to how you're evolving, what you want out of your life, and what you're willing to do to kind of start going after it. So this new moon is going to have a lot of, you know, cosmic momentum behind it between December 21st and January 5th. So, you know, whether or not you can get in to see that key person or not, send something out to them. Whether or not you can land that new career, do your research, send out your resumes, hire the headhunter. You know, whether or not you can pursue that personal goal to really start to make it happen, take steps in the direction, seed it while we have this kind of momentum behind it, and you'll see it really take off and continue to flower for you throughout the year ahead. So, Sunday the 21st, it's yowza, right? I mean, come on, this is big. And if you're hearing this show later on during this period between the 18th and 31st, you know, you still have momentum. It's just in its infancy here. It's in its baby steps all the way up through the end of this year. So at any time, you can jump into this and really make it work for you. Okay, so that's our first topic. The next topic, which is, you know, I don't know how it's apples and oranges, but it's very profound as well. It has to do with Saturn, okay? So let's look at Saturn. Everybody has been going through Saturn in Scorpio. This has been, you know, one of the two big testing agents that we've had, you know, for a long time. Saturn in Scorpio. Saturn tests us. Saturn makes us face losses and limits and endings. Saturn is the taskmaster, so you have to work harder and put in more effort wherever it moves. But it is also what pushes you to be ambitious and to achieve, because you have to overcome those kind of obstacles. It really pushes you to do so. So while it's in the sign that it's in, it's asking you to master that next level. Okay, so here's the obstacle, here's the loss, here's the limit. Now what are you going to do about it? What more do you need to learn? How do you need to step up and take the lead in your life to overcome these things and show what you're made of? So while it's been in Scorpio, those tests have been over death, divorce, reproductive needs, our sex lives, our sexual issues, triangles, and every single financial, you know, interest or issue that you have going on except for your personal paycheck. So your commissions and loans and royalties and debt and inheritance and bankruptcy and taxes and insurance and settlements and investments and alimony and child support, and there's probably many, many more. Those areas have been tested greatly as well. So we started this transit back in October of 2012, you were feeling the transitory kind of build up to that in the couple months before that. So you can start at the beginning of fall 2012 when we were starting to feel the Saturn in Scorpio test. Now, on December 23rd of this year, 2014, Saturn exits that field and we get a relief or some kind of hopefully some kind of graduation present for all the hard work and the serious responsibilities and the losses and limits we've faced and the ambitions that we've proven, and, you know, as we've kind of grown up through these areas. So starting on December 23rd, we enter into a three-year cycle where Saturn is going to be moving into Sagittarius and going to teach us our lesson over the Sagittarian themes. So, you know, this is going to go from December 23rd to December 23rd of 2014 to December 20th of 2017, a nice, almost perfect three-year cycle of testing limits, losses, ambitions, responsibilities, hard work, achievements, and growing up in the Sagittarian field for all of us. There is going to be an interruption this coming summer between June 14th and September 17th. It's going to be 3 months where we dip back in for any last, you know, touch-ups or reviews or, you know, fine-tuning that we have to do with anything that we've accomplished with our Saturn and Scorpio. So if you've, you know, taken on the responsibility for the financial situation next summer, as it dips back in, you might be called in to sign some papers, or you may have to present it to somebody or whatever, you know, it's some kind of follow up on what's happened. Same thing with the divorce, with somebody's passing, with, you know, your sex life, whatever it is, you'll have that little 3-month period to get the finalization on things next summer. Okay, so in this 3-year period that we're entering right now in Sagittarius, you know, we can always kind of look back at history. For example, you know, what happened the last time it was in Sagittarius? So if you guys want to go back that far, if you can, if you're old enough, the last time that Saturn toured through Sagittarius was November 17th, 1985 through November 12th, 1988. So, you know, wow, what was going on in your life during those periods? One thing you can do if you have been around that long is know that you're ending right now as we move into Sagittarius again. Whatever you started back then during that period between 85 and 88, you've completed that Saturn cycle, whatever it was for you, whatever the big things that you committed to long term, that you were very highly ambitious about, that you became known for. That involved stepping off from a loss or a limit or a restriction or a responsibility in Sagittarian themes, which I'll get into here in a second. You've now run the entire 29-year cycle, and so you're closing the door to that chapter of your life when it comes to what began back then. The other thing you can do is look back to the kind of things that really stood out for you then, because now you're going to get, you know, the next chapter, new people, new situations, new, you know, you're different than you were 29 years ago. And so now you're going to embark the same kind of testing area. So there'll be some similarities you can look back on. So Saturn in Sagittarius is going to ask us to step up, to work harder, to show what we're made of, to overcome obstacles, limits, and losses, to take on more responsibility, to be ambitious, to lead ourselves forward and try to make something, you know, that's really achievable and gain some kind of attention in the Sagittarian themes of media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, advertising, publicity, any of those, you know, getting the information out in some kind of a higher global arena, in higher education. So either, you know, getting certified, getting trained, getting a college degree, teaching what you know. In legal matters, going to court, signing documents, incorporating whatever your legal, you know, maybe you go to the courthouse and get married. Weddings. So it might be about commitments or endings with wedding topics. Maybe it's your own wedding. Maybe you're a wedding planner. Maybe you want to get into wedding something, photography, videography, whatever. Travel. And travel includes, we're talking about travel at long distances. So this particular part of Sagittarius is about us, you know, dealing with limits and losses or getting more ambitious about what's going on with travel. It can involve people at a distance from us during this 3-year period. It can involve anything that has to do with import-export. It could be about a move to a far locale, you know, someplace far away. It can be about an involvement with foreign interests or people. So anything in that zone, maybe you decide you want to become a pilot or a stewardess, you know, I mean, anything that would get you serious in this long-distance arena. And it rules politics. So this period is going to get very serious in the political arena. And, you know, whether or not you decide to just shut yourself down from that, or you decide to get way more involved and invested in that long term, whether that's like national politics or the politics within your own, you know, work environment or wherever it's playing out, then this period will test you to overcome and step up in those areas. And it rules religion. And so, you know, are you going to commit to something that you feel strongly about with your beliefs? Are you going to evolve that? Are you going to close the door to some old beliefs that you've outgrown? How are you going to take that seriously and overcome things that may be in your way in those areas? So, you know, what I can tell you is that Scorpio is the deepest, most intense energy field there is astrologically. So coming out of those tests and going into Sagittarius is going to feel like we're all heading off on maybe a very serious but a grand adventure. We've really come through one of the most tough and aggravating and sad and challenging but highly ambitious and really, you know, shown all of us what we can do, periods, ever. And I can attest, and everybody that calls me, you know, I know so many stories, I can't even begin to tell you guys. And so the good news is that we are really stepping out of this, and we really should pat ourselves on the back for everything we've managed to accomplish, for how much we've shown what we're worth here. And going into the Sagittarian field, you really want to think about, how can I expand my worldview? How can I take my beliefs further? How can I test these things for myself? How can I get, you know, active about things that matter in our political sense? How can I teach and share my wisdom? How can I learn more? You know, how can I broadcast what I'm doing so that it really helps me evolve something? You know, is it time for me to get serious and get married? All of these things are really important to us through this period. So this is it. We're moving through this. Now, I do want to bring up something. I'm not sure I'm going to actually end up running through everybody's sign with this, but I'm definitely going to talk about this in an overview right now. And that is, people that were born, you guys listening out there, if you were born between January 4th of 1970 and November 21st of 1984, so that's a 14-year period there, then you were born with Neptune in Sagittarius, okay? So as we have Saturn moving into this field, then we are going to start to see, we're going to see that you're going to have Saturn activating this Neptune at some point during the next 3 years. So this is really going to be, you know, I'll talk about what that means, and then I'll tell you guys, you know, how that kind of breaks down for your different, you know, your different signs. As the, anytime we have two big outer planetary energies connecting in some way with each other, like everyone's been experienced this Uranus-Pluto square, right? It has real profound background influences on our life, major things that have supported us change, major things about what we want out of life change. So, you know, it's just a very big deal when we have these kind of configurations. So having Saturn and Neptune come together like this, Saturn is about reality. Saturn is about, you know, the hard, serious, solid reality of our life and what we want. Neptune is completely opposite. Neptune is about what we fantasize about and dream. It's about our hopes. It's about our artistry and our spirituality and the things that can't be seen. You know, it's really what fuels us in life, and Saturn kind of puts structures around it. So, you know, people that were born during that time are going to have, you know, a real straight on, dead on kind of impact here during this period. So, you know, people that were born from 1970 to 1974 are going to get it first in this first year. And then people from 1975 to 1979 will get it in the second decan, which is the second year of Saturn in Sagittarius. And then people that were born from 1980 to 1984 will get it in the last part, which, you know, the 2017 part of Saturn in Sagittarius. So here's the way this can play out. Saturn wants to bring some kind of structure around what you're dreaming of, around the, you know, the beautiful thing that you're dreaming of for your life. And so that's one way it can work out. Saturn will really, you know, sit there and say, okay, so you want to make music. Okay, how do you make that work for you? How do you, you know, find an audience, or you find clients who are going to come to you in your music? Or, you know, so what do you need to do structurally to make this actually support you? So you want to make a film. How do you find the financing? How do you distribute it? How do you, you know, pay the actors? all the Saturn themes are going to want you to put a structure around it. You know, so when we look at the Neptune themes, anything in the art world that you're trying to do, Saturn is going to come along and say, this is the time period where you really have to get serious about structuring something. Because if you don't, during the period that these two are together, Saturn will likely end it, or you will end up very long term in something that never really goes where you want it to go. So you do need to get very precise about what you're trying to make happen. For everybody out there, this is going to be coming together in this way. So I don't want you to think you're not being influenced, but those people born during those years are definitely getting it straight up in that part that will, you know, lock into their birth chart. Okay, so Neptune also rules our spiritual life. So Saturn make, you know, and the practices that we have, like meditation and yoga, our magical thinking and practices, our psychic beliefs. Again, Saturn will come up and say, okay, you know, what do you need to commit to here? What do you need to, and how disciplined can you be? Do you want to be a leader in these areas? Do you want to teach it? Do you want to, you know, have some kind of work or career or renown around it? And it's going to ask you again to push and get serious about setting up structures for that, you know, take your classes, rent your studio, you know, whatever it is you have to do. Neptune also rules our romances that start off privately, or the private time we need to have to develop a romance, or they can be about clandestine romances that are secretive for some reason. Saturn's going to come up and make it, push it right up there in your face, and you're going to have to get real about it. If you're sneaking around and you're doing the clandestine thing, Saturn's going to bring it to light and it's going to end it, or it's going to make you really have to commit to that person or commit to stop seeing them if it's a, you know, cheating kind of thing. If it's a romance that has been developing behind the scenes, Saturn's going to say, okay, it's time to like look at this. Why is it back there? You know, how do we bring it forward? Do we want to bring it forward? Do we want to end it? How can we commit to this person long time, or is there something that isn't working, and, you know, what do we do about it? This area of Neptune is also about our addictions, our self-sabotaging tendencies, our boundary issues, deception, substance abuse, alcoholism, these kind of things, when you get lost in the fog of Neptune. When Saturn comes up to this, it's going to get real serious. You're going to get pulled over for that DUI, or you're going to hit a wall and bottom out. And that's really, you know, it's trying to show you the reality of the situation and get you to get serious and committed and do the work to reclaim your health. If it's about bad habits, or if it's about, you know, some kind of self-sabotaging thing you're doing, you know, it may not be that extreme, but again, it's really going to show you the serious consequences if you don't set up some kind of structure around getting beyond this in the reality of the situation. Neptune rules our healing and our hospitals. So again, if you have an ambition to work in a hospital or to learn some kind of healing modality, or if it's about something you need to get serious about for yourself, this is the time to structure that. Get your health insurance, see your doctor, take it seriously. You know, or if you want to be in that profession, get into it now. This is definitely going to be about structuring and helping you support it. And then lastly, you know, Neptune rules research and investigations, how you kind of uncover information and can, you know, pile it all up and make it work for you in some way. So again, Saturn will come up and really show you the realities, the limits, the boundaries of what's going on in that boundaryless world and help you structure that. So, you know, all of us are going to be facing this particular configuration. During the 3 years, you know, if you're born with planets all grouped in the first 10 degrees of your sign, you're going to feel it more in the beginning, and then, you know, progressing along. If you're in the middle of your sign, you'll feel it later. If you're at the end of your sign, you'll hear it and feel it at the end of this. So it's, you know, it's a powerful time. The opposite side of this, instead of Saturn putting structures around Neptune dreams and opportunities, Neptune may start dissolving structures that you have had in place for a very long time. So we can see Neptune impacting the Saturn energy as well. So this is not, in my opinion, as strong of a thing that we might think would be happening here, because, you know, Saturn's the faster moving planet. but it definitely can happen. And so in that case, we're looking at if you've had long-term, themes going on in the Sagittarian field, legal matters, education, travel plans, media and broadcasting and advertising and all that, wedding plans or wedding involvement, religious or political themes. Over this 3 years, Neptune can be trying to dissolve away the structures that you have built around that, or dissolve away the firm, hard line that you've committed to in that, bring you on in some kind of karmic magnification of where you are in that situation, so that you may feel like it's time to let go. And speaking of karma, Neptune and Saturn, besides the karmic self node, Neptune and Saturn are the two planets involved with karma. And so as they're gonna, rub into each other during this phase, we're definitely gonna be seeing something going on with what's happening with our karmic cycles. So again, you guys can look back to whatever was begun between that 1985 and 1988 period, and know that now, as we have Saturn moving into Sagittarius, that we are ending a major karmic cycle in our life. You may be able to look around and say, "Oh, I know what that is. That relationship is now completely karmically rebalanced, or I've balanced it as far as I could this lifetime, and I'm moving on, or they're moving on." Or that particular situation that's been such a huge thing in my life for so long, that karmically has turned a corner now as well. Could be about some kind of, inner thing going on with you as well. There may have been something karmically that you've been working on for a very big chapter of your life, and you feel like you've reached that turning point. So, as one chapter ends, this new chapter begins. You may see some karmic engagement with brand new souls who are showing up. Maybe you knew them back in the 1500s. Who knows? They're showing back up now. So, I would definitely say that people that come in through December 23rd to June 14th, December of 2014 to 2015, these are definitely very strong contenders for that kind of situation evolving for you guys. So pay attention to who's coming around. Karma can be a good thing. It can be about, something that you've waited because you did something right. It's good karma. Or it can be about, you do owe this person something, or they owe you something, and there's going to be a whole new drama or chapter playing out for you to figure all this out. So I wanted to touch on that because it is going to be probably the biggest thing that we'll have with Saturn as it goes through this part of the sky. Okay. The last thing I will say, really, in the overview for this for you guys, as I just wanted to touch on, since we are at a holiday period here, that we do have, the energy that's going to be going on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then the energy that's going to be going on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day for you guys. So you have some kind of a heads up as to what it's about. So, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, those are powerful days, and they're powerful because Mercury is going to come up and square Uranus and conjunct Pluto. So Mercury is triggering that Uranus-Pluto square over Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So what you guys need to know is, first of all, this is definitely going to bring some very powerful talks and, meetings of people, over deep and profound things that are happening and evolving over this particular Christmas holiday. It will probably bring some challenges to overcome with transportation, or somebody says something that's taken a certain way. So be very alert to how what you say is being taken. You may not mean anything at all. If you are going to be around relatives that set you off, I know some people out there have that issue, then definitely, tread lightly, because this could be one of those volatile combinations playing out. But know that because you're aware of it, and because you are evolved, and because we are, past Saturn and Scorpio at that point, that there really is potential for you to just go deeper and really have some kind of profound transformation through the things that are said, or through the ways that you deal with overcoming any kind of transportation glitches at this particular point. definitely have like a second plan, backup plan, if you're trying to drive through any kind of weather, or maybe you just need to kind of put off the celebration a day or two until you're in better weather if you find yourself in that situation. And if you're traveling by air and you need some kind of backup plan, have that as well. So, deep, profound meetings and talks, and possibly some highly charged topics coming across the table. Then when we get to New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, this is going to be very Martian. Sounds like a good way to start the new year, right? We're in Taurus moon on that day, so everybody's kind of like, ready to get their pleasure on and really ready to, get in there and enjoy themselves in some way. And Mars is going to be all over this. That moon will square Mars, and then Mars is going to come up and sit opposite Jupiter. So this is a really pretty wild, Mars can be very passionate. Mars can be angry. So if you're feeling any of that, I guess, be careful around that. But it's, the connection to Jupiter is pretty, usually pretty big, exciting, lucky, expansive, growth-oriented. So Mars kind of stimulating that should really be a good thing. So where Mars is active on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is in the social part of the chart. I mean, that's perfect timing, right? So anything, Mars wants you to take action. So anything you can do with a friend, within a group dynamic, at a gathering, a party, an event, for charity, online, anything that brings you together with people that are like-minded, Mars is just going to bring all kinds of passion and action there. If you feel the anger starting to, spurt, then, walk away. But I think it's really going to lean way more to just being very active and enjoying all of this. And, the fact that it sits and is in that really powerful opposition to Jupiter means that something really, in the creative part of your life may be opening up through all of this social activity that happens over those 2 days. Or it might mean that there's something really big kind of transpiring in your love life over those 2 days. So maybe you're going to meet someone wonderful at a party or online during those couple days or through a friend. Or if you're already with somebody, you guys go and have a very passionate and exciting, gathering and then escape or something. This is also, Jupiter's in the sign of children. If you're feeling not like you'd rather not be so much in the love arena or the creative arena, you can definitely see this be a really big thing for you doing something to celebrate, bringing in the new year with the kids. And it could be just equally as enjoyable and wonderful. And just also very big in just recreation and having fun. So, the kind of the forecast between the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day to New Year's Eve, New Year's Day is very different because one's going to be kind of deep and intense and possibly, an overhaul to some area of life through what you say or hear or what happens with your transportation to, the big deal that happens, which is exciting and active and passionate. With friends and groups and the internet and lovers and kids and creativity for the New Year's Eve period. So that's our overview. I think what I would do here is just I'm just going to touch on the three main topics as we go through signs here. So for Aries, Uranus going direct, it's happening in your sign. So you guys are now launching into one of the more important periods from the 21st of December until March 17th to put yourself out there in that new reinvention of yourself that you want. You're ready now to charge ahead. You're ready now to step away, to break free, or to show what is unique about you. If there's anything you need to do for your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, this is the time to do it. The new moon on that day is giving you guys that fresh launch when it comes to a big personal goal, or when it comes to your career, or when it comes to your parent, boss, judge, mentor, or any other kind of authority figure. So in those areas, you have 2 weeks starting on the 21st of December to really launch, seed something, move towards something that you want. If it's a promotion, if it's a raise, if it's a new career that you're ready to invest yourself into and develop, if it's something that you're going to jump in, on a plane and go see your parent for the holiday and start something fresh with them through that period, whatever it can be that you can move towards, that's the time. And then Saturn in Sagittarius for Aries, straight up, you guys have the potential over the next 3 years to master something where you could end up being some kind of leader in the situation. That's the high. That's the highest version of this. The moderate version of this is that you can overcome the challenges and the tests, and you can really master some new knowledge and find yourself, you know, feeling more supported in these areas. So for Aries, it is about anything legal that you need to do, anything educational that you need to pursue, anything with travel or foreign interests or import-export or people at a distance. Anything that has to do with media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything with weddings, committing to that or ending something you're involved with there, anything political or religious. So if you've been around a long time, look back to what you started back in between 1985 and 88. If you weren't, it's a brand new thing for you guys, but it is a brand new chapter when we look at what we're embarking on here. For Taurus, you know, Uranus is about to go direct on the 21st of December, so you guys are embarking on this very important reinventive stage of this Uranus-Pluto square between the 21st of December and March 17th. This is your time now to move forward in any of those reinventive ways that you have with film, art, music, poetry, dance, with anything with your spiritual practices, meditation, yoga, getting back to nature. Your psychic abilities, your magical interests, anything with your romance and time away, time behind the scenes, romantic getaways, anything with healing or hospitals, anything with research or development, a time to kind of recharge your batteries so that you can bring this reinvention of yourself forward. So, you know, it's a very kind of mystical place that you're going to be doing this reinvention, but it's very important that you're kind of tuning into your muse and tuning into the calling that you're feeling during this time and setting time aside to heal, to rest, for romance, for spirituality, for your artistry to develop. And so you charge into that starting on the 21st. The new moon on that day is going to be opening up a two-week period from December 21st until January 5th, where anything that you guys need to set in motion, you want to take something to that next level or you want to start fresh, then it's looking in your ninth house field. So you're looking at legal matters, travel plans, education, media marketing, publishing, broadcasting, weddings, your religious interests or political interests. So whatever you want to go for during that time, start it then. And then Saturn moving into Sagittarius for Taurus is going to get you guys very serious, and you're going to either have to deal with endings or limits or losses here, overcome obstacles, work harder to structure something around this that works, or you're really going to be trying to create something that is ambitious here that you're going to take the lead on and really find some kind of reward by 2017 through those efforts. And so for Taurus, this is about what you're going to do during this period over anything that's majorly financial, so over loans or debt or inheritance or bankruptcy, your insurance policies, your taxes, alimony, child support, investments, settlements, royalties, commissions, partners' money, So, if you've had an income flow from some of these areas, you might find that now you're going to have limitations there. And you're going to have to overcome it by getting more ambitious yourself. If you have issues that need structures around them in those areas, this is the time. Do not think you can ignore it, because authorities will come down on you, or there will be a loss or a limit that you really get hit hard with. All Saturn asks is that you step up and that you take the steps in the direction that you need to kind of solidify things and structure them so they're supportive. So just do the work. Reach out to who you need to reach out to further these things if there's a problem there. If you are very ambitious and what you're really trying to achieve is some way to, attract those commissions, those bonuses, those grow your investments, any of this stuff, then the structures and the hard work you put in during this period will help you get there. Think slow, steady, and long term when it comes to any of these financial things, and definitely seek out experts for advice in the financial arena. Okay, so finances is one. For Taurus, this is also going to be testing you over sexual connections or dysfunctions. It will test you over reproductive needs. So, you know, if you're not ready for babies, be careful during this period because you might end up with a lot more responsibility there. Definitely practice safe sex. If you are ready for babies, then this can definitely, you know, bring that fatherhood or motherhood to you, that serious responsibility to the picture, and you learn all these things during this period. Divorce is here, so you're going to be dealing with limits or losses that are tied in with the divorce. So if you've already divorced, you know, through the Scorpio theme that rules divorce, then, you know, you're going to be learning to deal with that financial strapping of the settlement or the, you know, the small amount that you're getting through the settlement. If you haven't, you know, then you may be kind of looking at that kind of stuff now, and trying to get more ambitious and more, you know, find ways that you can make this not be a burden to yourself. So your ambitions will kick in over those themes. And then this may really be about getting you guys to get serious about your own mortality. You know, maybe it's time to fill out a will. So if you do pass, you know, hopefully many, many, many years from now, that people that you leave behind are taken care of. If you need to pay off a cemetery plot or I don't know, however you face mortality, maybe it'll be by helping somebody else face theirs. Then this is a really important time to get serious about it, structure things around it. So, you know, wow, really intense, right? So whatever you think that you need to get serious about, you probably already have a big clue as to what some of it is. Start now. And definitely know that by, you know, the time this moves in, you're definitely going to be on your way with this. So Gemini, Uranus going direct on the 21st is taking you guys into this big charge ahead motion with the last of the Uranus-Pluto square. So from December 21st until March 17th, this is the big window, probably one of the biggest windows of your life for any reinvention of yourself, any new original stuff you want to put out there about yourself within your friend circle, your social circle and network, anything tied to what you're doing online, anything you're doing within a group dynamic. Anything you're doing for a cause or a charity, if you have any involvement with astrology, if there's anything going on in social networking or gatherings, parties, events, if there's something you need to do about your personal freedom, this is going to push it hard. If there's something about a big aspiration you hold dear in your life or something about an invention that you have, again, this is the time to break free of anything that's blocking you, to put those new parts of yourself into the situation and find that niche for yourself. So a very important and kind of an exciting time to make any changes that you still want to make. The new moon on the 21st opens a two-week period until January 5th. And for Gemini, this is giving you guys a brand new fresh start in your sex life, when it comes to your divorce, when it comes to mortality issues or reproductive needs, and when it comes to all those big financial topics. So getting your taxes, your insurance, your inheritance, your bankruptcy, your alimony, your child support, your loans, your investments, your settlements, your commissions, your royalties, whatever it is. So anything you want to get a fresh start on, be proactive in those areas. If there's something that is ongoing, but you want to take it to the next level, be proactive in those areas. Reach out to those higher ups who can help you. Be ambitious. Take the lead. This is your time. And then Saturn moving into Sagittarius for Jen, this is like the big thing for you guys when it comes to relationships. So again, if you guys were around back in 85 to 88, you can look back at key relationships that began then and the whole 29-year cycle coming to a closure here and getting ready to embark on the next one. And when I say key relationships, this is a marriage partner, somebody that you would commit to long term. This is a business partnership. This is people that represent you, like agents and attorneys. This is people that are specialists or experts. This is about your client base or your audience. It's about competition and opponents. So any of these key relationships have traveled a karmic cycle, and now you're starting into a new one. And so Saturn is going to ask that you get real serious about the structures you're setting up with these people. Look at the way that the legalities are working, the travel or foreign interests are playing in, the marketing or media, the weddings, the educational pursuits, the religious or political themes involved, you know, any of those Sagittarian themes, we're looking at how do you now end some things or commit long-term, get serious, get ambitious, and start to really move with these key relationships in your life. You're really going to see, you know, definitely going to see some Geminis getting married and starting business relationships and all of this kind of stuff over the next 3 years. For Cancer. Cancer, Uranus going direct on December 21st launches you guys out there from then until March 17th, one of the biggest windows you have for reinventing yourself, for introducing what's original about yourself, for awakening something, freeing yourself from something, and going after, you know, what it is about you that's original here. When it comes to your career, when it comes to any major personal goals you have, when it comes to your status or reputation or fame, when it comes to dealing with those authority figures, the boss, the parent, the mentor, the judge, whoever that person might be. So we're breaking into brand new territory here. We're ready to really make changes, to shake things up, to bring the excitement and reinvent ourselves up through March 17th, because it's going to be a very, you know, very last big major, major push here. Then the new moon that kicks off on the 21st opens a two-week window. Again, brand new fresh starts for Cancer. It's with your relationships. So either you get a chance to take a relationship you're in now further, or you get some kind of fresh new person coming into the scene that, you know, you get a new opportunity with. Or maybe it's an old relationship, but a fresh new opportunity. You know, it's about moving that ball forward. So again, with Cancers, this is going to be about a romantic partnership, a business partnership, your agents and attorneys and other representatives, your specialists and experts, your clients and audience, or your competition and opponents. So however you need to kind of go after that next level, this is the time frame to do it. Saturn moving into Sagittarius for Cancer is going to be starting to test you, get you to face any losses or limits, get you to get very serious about building those structures that can support you, and getting ambitious and taking the lead and starting to build some kind of renown or reputation around what you're doing here. For Cancer, it's all going to be about your job, the work you're doing, the kind of work you're doing. So there's going to be some kind of next level to learn about and to master. It's going to be about your health. There's never a more important time for Cancer to really take any kind of health issue seriously. You know, if you need to see a doctor, if you need to see a trainer, if you need to see, you know, an acupuncturist, if you need to see a nutritionist, if you need to see any kind of specialist that can help you in these areas, this is the time. A doctor, you know, get your health insurance, any paperwork associated with any of this, this is the time to commit or to end any kind of bad habits that are affecting your health. If you have a desire to work in the health industry in any way, this period will help you, you know, get serious about it and master that. This is also the area, well, I've kind of said paperwork, if there is any kind of serious paperwork, health or not, whatever paperwork, you're going to really learn the legalities of it or how it affects any of those other Sagittarian themes, your media, your marketing, your publishing, your education, and all of that. Also, this is a real serious time when it comes to animals in your life. So you might commit to, you know, getting involved with some kind of animal charity, or you might commit to adopting a pet. Some of you may have a pet crossover at this time, you know, during this three-year period. So, you know, we can see marked endings as well during this. But, you know, taking on that responsibility is really about mastering that next level with the animals. And this is also about, you know, anybody that you work with, coworkers, or anybody that you might want to hire to help you with anything that you're seriously involved in those Sagittarius themes, in your legal, travel, educational, media, wedding, religious or political direction. So if you need to hire some people to help you, you know, further your ambitions there or structure something for you there in the proper way, this is the time to do so. If you need to end something, you know, in those areas, this is the time to do so. And same thing with coworkers. You might get real ambitious and serious about how you can work with somebody on some kind of work project. Or you may, you know, a coworker may be quitting or getting promoted out of your arena, and you have to face that limitation or loss and overcome it and move on, and it'll help you master something. So that's the area for Cancer. For Leo, I have to take a drink. So everybody take a drink with me. 1 second. All right, for Leo, Uranus going direct on the 21st you guys are ready to propel yourself out there the next chapter when it comes to reinventing yourself, breaking free, getting out of ruts, shocking the situation, bringing those changes that have to do with what you need between the 21st of December and March 17th. This is one of the biggest pushes you guys get that focuses on you and your originality and your unique perspective here in any kind of media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, educational, legal, travel, foreign, wedding, political, or religious realms. How is that for a mouthful? See why I needed a drink? So you guys are going to want to, you know, if you need to end something you're involved with there, you may feel like breaking free of something, or if you need to dive in and just go for it, hop on the plane or jump in front of the camera or sign up for the class or, you know, go see the attorney or whatever it is, this is your time to really, you know, you've got 3 months. This is a really important time to push that stuff forward. The new moon on the 21st is about your ambitions and status, and it's really going to give you guys a fresh new push from the cosmos so you can enter into the next chapter, new territory, new offers and opportunities through your efforts here. So over the 2 weeks from the 21st of December to January 5th, you guys want to push ahead with any kind of work potential. If you want to land a new job, if you want to raise, if you want to introduce something new on the job. This is also about the work you just do in your life. If you need to organize your house and your closets, if you need to do a major cleanup, if you need to, you know, I don't know, if you're doing some kind of work project on your own and tinkering, you know, this gives you that next chapter, that next level. This is also about health for Leo. So start that new diet, start that new healthy eating, start the gym membership, you know, hire the trainer, go see the doctor. Anything you guys can launch towards ambitiously that you want to achieve with your health, this is the time to do it. Or if you want to work in the health industry again. This is about paperwork. Is there something you need to push forward with paperwork? 2 weeks, seed it, start it, meet with somebody to look at the paperwork and get it going. And this is also about fresh starts you guys are going to get with your coworkers or with people you hire if you need somebody new on the scene or you need to take something further. And fresh starts with animals as well for you guys. So if it's time to adopt an animal or get involved in some kind of animal charity or rescue or whatever, this is time to look at that. Saturn moving into Sagittarius for Leo. This is really a very serious period for you guys. Look back to 1985 to 1988. What was the big life-changing love affair or focus on a major creative potential or something really big with children or some recreational thing that really caught you up in its web, you know, you're getting that happening now again. So for Leo, Saturn moving through Sagittarius, as long as you're willing to master that next level, as long as you're willing to overcome any obstacles in the way by really being disciplined, working hard, showing how ambitious you are, taking that lead in that, then you have the potential from, you know, from this year until 2017 to really master something and become known for something in your creative field, to really commit long-term to a lover, to end any kind of love relationships that you have outgrown, to commit to children in some way. You might decide to have your kids. You might take that next level up in any kind of children's. Maybe you're teaching kids, maybe you're, you know, doing some kind of activity that's fun for kids. Maybe you're involved in a children's charity. This is definitely going to either be the time where you decide that you need to deal with limits or losses or end something there, or you want to commit and take that to the next level and really master that next thing for that. And, you know, just anything fun that you really want to master, some new sport or some new fun activity, some recreational pursuit. Maybe you want to teach it, you know, maybe you want to get certified in it. This is the time. So as you're going through this love and children and creative and fun zone, commit, get serious, and things that don't work for you, take the lead and look for Sagittarius themes to get you there. Look at, you know, weddings, look at travel or foreign people involved or interests or outlets. Look at import-export, look at, you know, teaching or learning, educational pursuits. Look at media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity. Look at, you know, political or religious affiliations in the mix. get serious. This is, you know, this should be a really kind of important, fun, good thing for the Leos, as long as you get real serious about that next level. And karmically, you're ending a 29-year chapter and you're starting out into a brand new one. For Virgo, Uranus is going direct on the 21st. You're going to have that energy moving forward from December 21st through March 17th. At that Uranus-Pluto square, that's the last one. So this is the big, I mean, it will continue to move forward after that, but this is the big window until March 17th. So for Virgo, this is the time to break away from anything, to put yourself into that new direction, or that shake things up in some way, reinvent yourself, really focus on your body, your personal needs, your identity, and all of this. And for the focus for Virgo is one of the big financial realms, what you need to show up and do and really set in motion now to free yourself or to bring your originality forward in some way, or make changes on a personal or physical level. Through loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, investments, settlements, commissions, royalties, alimony, child support, your partner's money, whatever the financial realm is. This is also the time to break out and move forward in every way that you can when it comes to facing any mortality issues, when it comes to reproductive needs, when it comes to your sex life, and when it comes to divorce. You may really be pushing for the last bit of overhaul when it comes to any triangles, third-party situations, you and another person and the lawyer, or you and the other person and, you know, the salesman, or whatever, or you two lovers, I don't know, whatever that is. So this is definitely the time to shake this up and move that forward. Then the new moon on the 21st gives you a two-week window, Virgo, for launching into that next level of your love life, or with kids, or creative projects, or anything you want to do for fun. So either do it or start to feed in that direction. You know, join the dating site if you're single and you want to find love. Propose if you're in love and you want to take it to the next level. Or plan a trip if you don't want to take it that far. You know, talk about having kids. Do your investigations into it. Talk to a fertility specialist, whatever you need to do with kids if you want kids, or get pregnant, you know. Or maybe you're working with kids and you want to take that to the next level. Anything with your creativity, you know, if you want to learn some new creative talent, if you want to start teaching it, if you want to, you know, get your product out there in some kind of new way, you want to join a troupe of some sort, anything you can do creatively, launch it during this time. Then Saturn moving into Sagittarius for Virgo, you guys are now entering into a three-year testing, facing any limits or losses, letting go, marking, you know, the end of the 29-year karmic cycle and moving into your new karmic 29-year cycle, and really getting then ambitious and responsible and taking on that next level of you know, self-mastery when it comes to your home, any real estate deals, a move, any renovations, your roommates, your family, your parents, your childhood issues, your history, your security needs in life, what makes you feel secure, the way you're nurtured or nurture other people. You know, all of these things really come from the root core of your chart. And so, again, if it's time to end something, if it's time to let it go, if it's time to really start structuring things so they're going to support you long term here. And if it's time to get really ambitious and really go for something, you're entering into this new karmic cycle. Look at Sagittarian themes. Do you need to make it legal? Do you need to educate yourself here, take some classes? Do you need to teach something from the home or about real estate or with, you know, family history? Is there something, you know, that you can use in marketing or media or broadcasting that involve, you know, plays out around these themes? Is there, you know, travel or foreign interests involved? Are you ready to, you know, pick up and set down roots in some other country? You want to start to host a foreign student in your home, you know? Maybe you want to do all new interior design like Morocco, I don't know. and any kind of political or religious affiliations too, and like where you're rooted in all of that. So the more that you get serious and start structuring, the, you know, the faster you'll get along with this and see your ambitions start to pay off in these areas. For Libra, Uranus going direct on December 21st opens this window from December 21st to March 17th where you guys really need to do the last of the breaking away from things that are blocking you or holding you back, or any kind of rut, break out of any kind of rut that you might have. When you really want to reinvent yourself on a personal or physical level, where you really want to introduce what's original and unique about you out there, and something tied in very specifically with you. And it's all coming through your relationship zone. So, you know, maybe it's time for the specialist, you know, get in there with the trainer or the agent or the attorney or the, you know, whoever your specialist might be. Maybe it's time for you to put yourself out there in some new way or break away from and reinvent yourself with clients. Maybe it has to do with, a partner, a romantic partner or a business partner, and really shaking things up and moving in some new direction when it comes to that. So, you know, specialists, representatives, attorneys and agents and all of that, your partners, your clients. It could also have to do with competitors or opponents. So if there's something you really need to shake up and break free of or move in some new direction within those areas, this is the time to really give it your all. The new moon on the 21st of December gives you a two-week window until January 5th. For Libra, this is going to open up new potential in your home with real estate deals, with moves, with renovations, with roommates, with family or parents. Anything, you know, property management, interior design, anything going on in that rooted part of your chart, you have 2 weeks. You can move into brand new, you know, surrounds and territory in this stuff, or you can take something into that next chapter, whatever you feel, you know, whatever level you're at in this part of your life. This is the time to be ambitious about it. And then for having Saturn go into Sagittarius, Libra, you know, look back to that November 1985 to November 1988, if you were around back then, and, you know, ask yourself what you were tested over, where the losses were, the limits, and how you really took on more responsibility, committed to something long term, worked hard at it, mastered something new at it, and kind of, you know, took the lead in that direction. You are ending a 29-year karmic cycle in all of this. What I'm going to tell you, it's focused on for you guys. And you're getting ready to start off on a whole new 29-year karmic cycle. So where you're going to want to get serious and make those commitments and mark those endings, it's going to focus in on the third house. So the third house rules quite a few things. So this is where it's at, right? Ready? Your ideas, your writing, your speaking roles, your interviews, your auditions, your talks and your meetings, the words that you choose and what you believe, you know, your thought process, the way you think. Your learning curve, the way you share your knowledge. This has to do with agreements that you sign, with sales that you make, or your salesmanship ability. It has to do with what you do in your local community or neighborhood, your involvement there. It has to do with short trips and how committed you know, where your ambitions lie in those areas. It has to do with your brothers and sisters. So you're into a new karmic chapter with those guys after closing a 29-year cycle. And so, you know, time to end some things, time to commit to some things and structure them here in any kind of way that you need to through Sagittarian themes. This is about your neighbors as well. So again, that cycle ending and a new one beginning. It has to do with anything involving your personal transportation, your vehicles, or your electronics, and how ambitious you are in the way you use that. So as you set off into this direction, look for, you know, all the Sagittarian themes. Do I need to get legal here? Do I need to educate myself or teach? Do I need to involve the media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity? Do I need to travel or involve foreign interests? Is there a wedding here that I'm trying to propose or decide or talk about? Is there religious or political themes that I'm ready now to commit to learning about or teaching about or, you know, writing about? So this is your, you know, this is the new direction here. So that learning curve, you know, if you're a writer, this period's going to ask you to get really serious and master this new level so that you can get it broadcast or get it published. Or if you're, you know, a speaker, get learning how to do the speaking tour. Anything in those areas that I just listed, commit, get serious. This is your period. For Scorpio, Uranus goes direct on December 21st, and it opens this big last push with the Uranus-Pluto square for you guys between now and March 17th, where you guys want to break free of old blockages and shake things up and reintroduce the excitement and put yourself physically into this mix with the new direction when it comes to your love life or your lovers, when it comes to what's going on with children in your life, when it comes to your creative projects, and when it comes to recreational pursuits. So, you know what? That's Sagittarius. Sorry, Scorpio. Man, I'm telling you guys, this is just not good. Okay, sorry. Backtrack. Scorpio, let's start that again. This does not have to do with that for you. That's Sagittarius. This has to do with Uranus going direct from now to March 17th. Scorpio, this has to do with your work. So, you know, anything that you need to break away from that is blocking you from introducing who you are and your originality and the excitement that you have around you, break away from it. Anything you want to introduce to the world about you that's original through the work you do, this is a really important, profound time. This also has to do with Scorpio's health. So for you guys, if there's anything you need to break away from that is any way blocking you on a physical level with your health, or if there's anything new that you really want to jump into that's exciting that could help you reinvent yourself with your health, this is the really important time to do it. This is about any paperwork that you're involved with that has a very direct personal tie to your name, your title, your body, your image, your brand. This 3-month period is going to help you break into new territory or break that, you know, down any blockages there if you're proactive. This is also about people you're going to hire to help you or coworkers that you're working with. And so, again, now you're ready to move back forward into this very profound chapter, shake things up, end any blockages, introduce original and inventive and exciting things that you can do here that are focused on you. And lastly, it's about animals and your involvement with that. So if you're ready now to, you know, change something and break free from something by adopting a pet or getting involved with an animal charity or in any way benefiting animals, then this is the way to do so. The new moon on the 21st from then until January 5th for Scorpio is your best window of the year to really launch into something new when it comes to your writing, your speaking roles, your interviews, your auditions, talks and meetings that are important to you and ambitious. Anything that has to do with, you know, agreements or sales, giving you a fresh start here. Anything that has to do with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics also can give you a fresh start, a new direction. So you want to look at, how do I take this to the next level, or what new thing can I find in these areas? And you want to be ambitious about it because we're in Capricorn. So look at that 2-week window to seed new things, new ideas, new agreements, new meetings, new talks, and all of this stuff. Saturn moving into Sagittarius for Scorpio, first of all, take a deep sigh. You guys finally get to say sayonara to Saturn being in your sign. And that should be a really wonderful thing. You know, you guys have been tested very, very powerfully through this period. You've been tested on a personal level. You've been tested on a physical level. Your name or title or brand may have taken a little bit of a beating through this. Really over divorce and sex and reproductive needs and mortality issues around you and all the big shared financial realms that go on in the world besides your paycheck. So you are now at the end of that. You guys are going to get to go back and finalize anything that you've already, you know, set in motion through all this testing and responsibility and refocusing your ambitions and your responsibility and leadership in it. You'll get to go back next summer between June 14th and September 17th to finalize anything. But you're really at the end of it. You've reached that end now. And so on the 23rd, as Saturn moves into Sagittarius, Scorpio is going to be asked to get very serious about making money. And so from, we look at December of 2014 to December of 2017, this is one of the most important periods of, you know, the next 29 years for you to set up structures that are going to support you making money. If you want to look back to the last time you went through this between 1985 and 1988, you were starting out on something at that point that had to do with your earnings. This, if it wasn't about earnings, there is a percentage of you guys that it was really about the way you were making purchases in your life or the possessions that you had in your life. But for most of you guys, it's really about, what you do for a living and the money that you actually earn. So you have to commit and you have to end anything that's going to block you from making money. And it's very important that you structure this because it is a brand new karmic cycle and you want it to carry you through for the whole next 29 years. So it's time to, reach out to higher ups who may be able to help you. It's time to look at all the Sagittarian themes that can help you reach this income making, test that you're going to go through in self-mastery and then, some kind of notoriety and recognition from it by the end of the cycle in 2017. So go ahead and look at, is there something I need to go back to school for? Do I need to get certified? Do I need to further my education, or do I really need to take seriously the way I'm teaching? Do I need to start, offering a course or something like that? That can help you make money. Or do I need to end something in one of those areas if it's not really giving me what I need? You need to look at media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, advertising, any of those things that get the information out. These can be the place where you're going to master something new that can help you set up a structured income that will support you over these years ahead. You need to look at anything legal you need to do. Do you need to incorporate? Do you need to, I don't know. Is there a legal contract you need to sign with somebody who is hiring you or that's partnering with you? Whatever legal things you need to set in motion, it's important to get serious about structuring those. If there's a legal involvement in some area of life that is an obstacle to you making money, deal with that as well. This is about travel or foreign interests or import-export and how that could play into earnings for you and getting serious in those areas. It's about a wedding. You may decide to marry for money or you may marry somebody that really helps you earn your living. So weddings are, or maybe you decide to work in the wedding industry, you start to promote that or you start to make something for the wedding industry in some way. So it can be very serious about looking at that. It can be about politics. You may be some Scorpios out there that are going to be, earning their living through political realms. It can be about religion, and maybe you're going to, start preaching. I don't know. in any of these areas, you guys really want to get serious. If you slack, if you don't, take it up the next notch, if you don't get real serious about needing that structure and needing that long-term situation, then you'll, it hits you harder. So definitely put it all into this area. The rest of your life is going to lighten up a great deal because when it's in your sign, it tests every part of life so that you really master something about who you are at that next level. Now it's just going to focus on your income. It also, talking about the possessions, it may be a time where you need to cut away a bunch of stuff that's cluttering your life. Give it to the Goodwill, have a yard sale, get the possessions away from you that are no longer serving you. It may be a time where you get real serious about a big possession that you need to deal with any limits or losses around. Maybe there's a house that's weighing you down. Maybe there's vehicles that need to be turned in. I don't know. and also purchases, you need to start really limiting overspending in any way. You cannot overspend during this period. Do not do it. It'll come back and bite you with Saturn here. You need to get real responsible about what you want to kind of spend on. There may be something you're really ambitious about. Maybe you want to, start a business, and it is okay to really get serious and commit to spending on that. Start a, whatever. Anything that is ambitious and career-driven for you could definitely be something that you would want to spend on, but you just want to make sure you're structuring it properly. All right, for Sagittarius, you guys are the other really big deal here. So let's look at what's going on for you guys. First of all, Uranus is going direct on the 21st through March 17th. You guys are being pushed out there. you just heard it. You heard me say it for Scorpio when I was wrong with that. For Sagittarius, you guys are really kind of ready now to move out there and shake things up, break away from anything that you feel like you need to be free from. Really do something radical and exciting and reinvent yourself in things you feel good about when it comes to your creative projects. when it comes to your love life or lovers, when it comes to children, and when it comes to recreation. So this is an exciting and a very powerful evolutionary period where you're really going to change some things about who you are. You know, if it could be your identity, if you're falling in love and you're ready to get married, it could be, or if the love relationship, if you want to break away from it, that could change your identity in a way. It could be about, you know, your creative project and really starting to push it through over these next 3 months so that you really become known for it, and your name is out there in some way, or your title or your brand, anything, you know, that's exciting and breaking you away from what's been going on with the kids in your life or the things you're doing for kids. So all of this is a very powerful window where you need to just go for it, put yourself out there in the way that you feel strongly ready for. And then the new moon that happens on the 21st of December takes you through January 15th. This opens up your potential to really go for that next level when it comes to your personal income. So you guys might be, you know, asking for that raise or promotion, or you might be starting a second job that takes your income up a notch. Or if you've been out of work, this may be when you really land something or start something that will lead to you landing that ultimate income for yourself. So you do want to introduce new things and go in new directions and add to what you're already doing when it comes to your personal income. This can also be about a new launch, a new opportunity with possessions or purchases. So there may be a big gift or a big thing that you're about to buy, or, you know, that kind of thing as well. And so this is a good 2-week window to do that. Saturn moving into your sign. Okay, take a deep breath. You know, everybody has to host Saturn in their sign. It is a testing time. It is a time where you really have to get real about your reality in life. And it's so important because that last 29-year version of who you were, it's over. You know, it's over at least on some important level. And you're ready for it to be over. You're ready to now step into that next version of who you're going to grow into over the next 29 years. It's really profound turning point when you have Saturn in your sign. It is all about growing up. It is all about that next new thing you're going to become known for. If you're going to continue in something you were known for or ambitious about in the last 29 years, you're going to reinvent what you're doing in that. There's going to be a whole new level to it. You're going to master that next level and take it further. If it's not working for you anymore, you definitely need to get real about it now and start in this new reinvention of yourself. So you want to focus on getting very serious about who you are and who you want to evolve into over these 3 years until we get into the fall of 2017. You want to take on more responsibilities and work harder in very specific areas, Sagittarian themes that tie in with you and your identity and your name and your title and your brand and your body, and what you personally want to achieve. So if that's media and marketing and broadcasting and publishing and publicity, gosh, I couldn't get that last one out. if it's one of those areas, you know, then you guys really need to commit to that, and you need to really show up, and you need to take the lead, and you need to say, okay, I'm going to, you know, work on any limits or losses that are here. I'm going to end anything that is no longer part of my growth forward, and I'm really going to get serious becoming known for this or mastering something in this over this 3-year period. You do the hard work when Saturn's in your sign, and there's always a reward. So you definitely want to do the work. This can be about your educational pursuits. So, you know, if it's time for you to get training, if it's time for you to get certified or a degree, if it's time for you to become the teacher, which it can definitely be that time frame. You know, you're embarking on a whole new 29 years. What is it that you know that you can teach, you know? So in these areas, it's time. If it's anything to do with legal matters, it's time. So do you need to incorporate your name or your brand? Do you need to go see an attorney about something that is physical going on with you or that has to do with a personal issue that you want to pursue? Do you need to pursue law yourself? Maybe you have some desire to get into the legal field yourself, and it's time to study it and get serious about it. It can have something to do with travel for you. So is it time for you guys to hop on that plane and start roaming the earth for the next 3 years? It would have to be over something serious or ambitious. or that involves an authority figure of some sort, if you're going to do it and you're going to have it pay off. Is it time for you to get involved with a foreign culture or a person at a distance? Or is it time for that to end? What's going on with the growth and the responsibilities that are going on in your life? What do you need to commit to? What do you need to step up to? It has to do with weddings. Definitely going to have a lot of Sagittarians getting married during this three-year period because, you know, it's about your identity. It's about your name. It's about the direction of your life. And weddings definitely can change all of that and put you into a long-term commitment, which Saturn is about for the next 29 years. So if you're feeling that pull, then definitely trust it and be willing to commit and overcome obstacles to prove how committed you are to that, you know? Saturn's going to throw, oh, you want that? Okay, let's see how much you want that. So you may have a few, you know, maybe one of you guys is going to be long distance during that period, and it'll challenge you guys to really bring it together. Or there'll be some kind of Saturnian, you know, obstacle to overcome. Just know that if you're serious about it, this is the time where you can lock it in. It may be a time where you get serious about working for people in weddings. Maybe you've got advice for young brides or grooms, or maybe you've got a product, you know, that you want to get involved with. And then also for political or religious directions, you guys might get, you might, that you want to have a platform there. You would personally be showing up physically. It would be about you in that mix and your personal authority on the subject. So any way you can further and advance that and overcome obstacles and master that next level, this would be the time to do that as well. So, you know, Sag, you guys, as well as every other sign, you can look back to that 1985 to 1988 chapter, if you were around back then. You can see what you were embarking on in those areas about your identity, about your body, about your image and brand and personal needs and self-mastery. And you can see that you're ready to start into a brand new chapter, that you're closing that 29-year karmic cycle, that you're ready to start, you know, introducing all new things in this new karmic cycle. There may be some people showing up or some situations showing up or some exits from certain people or situations as everything kind of aligns on the chessboard to get you ready for this next big round. For Capricorn, Uranus is going to go direct on the 21st. So you guys got from December 21st until March 17th. It's now time to really go for it. The shakeups, putting yourself physically in the mix, bringing the excitement, breaking away from anything that is blocking your personal physical growth and uniqueness in the situation, and reinventing yourself or reinventing the wheel here with you in it when it comes to what's going on in your home, when it comes to real estate deals or real estate, when it comes to property management, when it comes to moves or renovations, when it comes to roommates, family, parents, your childhood issues, your history, and your security needs. So, you know, look at those core rooted areas, how your image or your name or you personally physically are showing up in these areas, and how you can reinvent and bring that originality into it over these next 3 months. They're very important for the changes that are coming in your life. And then we see the new moon on the 21st is going to open up this 2-week period from the 21st to January 5th. And it's in your sign, Capricorn. So again, this is one of your best 2-week windows of the entire year to launch into something that is important to you. So take a step towards it. If you want to do something for your body, if you want to do something for your image, you know, new headshots or a new wardrobe, if you want to do something for your brand and pushing that into the next level, if there's something with your name or your title or your identity, you know, this is the time. This is a really powerful couple weeks. So the combination is like really heady for you guys. And then Saturn is going to move into Sagittarius on the 23rd. And so for Capricorn, you guys begin this 3-year cycle of facing any limits or losses, closing the door on anything that you've outgrown, committing to anything long-term that you really want to excel at and achieve and become known for or recognized over, really striving to set up structures that will support you in these areas. And it's in a very mystical part of the sky for Capricorn. So, you know, this has to do with your artistic talents and your artistic projects. So if there's anything that you need to end or commit to long-term, learn, advance yourself along, become responsible and a leader there, when it comes to painting, film, music, dance, sculpture, poetry, whatever, or if it's about like concert venues or theater groups or museums or anything where art thrives, this is your chance to develop something here and to really take it to that next level. You want to get serious about your structures there. This has to do with your romantic life and any kind of clandestine side to that, or the need for romantic getaways and romantic time that's private for you, or karmic romantic, you know, connections in your life. You are ending a 29-year cycle there, and you are beginning a new one. And so you want to look at, you know, what do I want to close the door on permanently? What do I want to commit to? What can I be ambitious about and structure for myself and develop over the next 3 years so that that is serving me and supporting me moving forward? It has to do with your spiritual practices. Is it time to commit to the yoga classes? Is it time to commit to the meditation? Is it time to get serious about, you know, your magical interests or your psychic abilities or anything that is going to spiritually advance you? Is it time to teach it? Is it time to get certified in it? You know, what is it that you can master in these areas? It's about healing and hospitals. You know, do you need to end something by going to a hospital and having a surgery? Do you need to commit to something long term? Do you need to start to work at a hospital or, you know, start into, you know, some kind of therapy through a hospital? Is it a healing period where you really need to commit and get serious? For ways that can kind of support and structure your life moving forward. So definitely get serious in those areas. Again, ending a 29-year cycle, moving into a new one. It's about research and development and investigations and strategies. So there may be something really powerful there for you guys, you know. Can you find something out and mark endings or set limits or face those kind of things? Can you structure things in new ways through the research that you do? Can you really further your ambitions and your career and all that through the research that you do? So you want to look at ways to get serious in all of these areas. You've got 3 years to master that next level in those areas. And you want to apply Sagittarius themes to all of them. Can you travel for this? There are foreign interests there. Can you educate or teach? Can you make something legal? Is there a wedding involved in it? Is there something in media, advertising, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity around it? Is there something religious or political around it? So look at those Sagittarian themes and how you can apply them in some kind of serious way to those areas that I just listed for you guys. For Aquarius, Uranus is going direct on the 21st. This is your ruling energy, Aquarius, so it does have a very personal effect. You get to kind of shake it up and come back into your own. It's exciting time for you again. You know, you're on your game. And it's very powerful. It's one of the most powerful times in your life. So from the 21st of December until March 17th, this window is all about you guys really making some big, important decisions that are based around who you want to be. You know, think about that, right? You know, what is your title, your name, your brand, your image, what's going on with your body? What are your personal goals? Big choices now, ways to break away from something that is in any way obstructing what you want or what you need, reinventing yourself, going into some kind of brand new approach, showing your unique or original side in something. And to do that, there's going to be the potential for you to move forward with agreements, with sales, with writing, with speaking roles, with interviews and auditions, with short trips and local activity and community interests, with brothers, sisters, neighbors, with what's going on with your vehicles or electronics, your offers, the news that you're hearing. So, you know, communications are really important, talks and meetings, all of this, to you guys kind of taking that reinvention to the next level. So whether that's you finding what you need to break out of something or away from something or into something new and exciting, this is the time. And the new moon in Capricorn on the 21st of December gives you a two-week window to January 5th where you guys can launch into that mystery part of the chart. So you can get into new things more easily now, or you can take current things further more easily now, more successfully, and it will get more legs long-term if you move in these directions over this two-week period. So what that is anything romantic, a romantic getaway or a clandestine romance, anything spiritual, your yoga, your meditation, your magical practices, your psychic interests, anything healing or with hospitals, anything with any artistic talent or project, your music, film, dance, poetry, painting, whatever. Anything with research or development. So this is when to launch. Think about what you're ambitious about, what you really want to attain, and go for it during this time. At least start. And then having Saturn move into Sagittarius for Aquarius. That's a mouthful, wasn't it? You know, you guys are starting this new 29-year chapter when it comes to what your big aspirations in your life are. So look back to that 1985 to 1988 period and what you started, what your aspirations were back then. You're closing that chapter. You're getting ready for a whole new chapter. It also has to do with your whole social network. So you're ready to get real serious or in things, commit long-term, take on more responsibility, get ambitious when it comes to your friendships, when it comes to your group affiliations and activities. When it comes to what you do on the internet, when it comes to what you do with astrology or charities or social networking, when it comes to what you do that involves gatherings, parties, events, when it comes to what you do that's radical or rebellious or revolutionary, when it comes to your originality or your inventions, and when it comes to your personal freedom. So, you know, in these areas, you want to look at ways to really master that next level, to overcome your obstacles, to get serious and committed and ambitious. And you want to apply Sagittarian themes, you know. So is travel involved or foreign people involved? Is, you know, media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, and publicity involved? Is education, teaching or learning or getting certified involved? Legal contracts or needs involved? Weddings, religion or politics involved. How do you, you know, how do you master that next thing with these groups or the internet or your friendships or associations or your social networking or charities or astrology or aspirations through these things? Any endings that happen now, they're probably part of that last 29-year karmic cycle. So if a friend kind of moves away from you or a website ends or, you know, any of these things that come to an end, just look at it as divine timing and be ambitious about what you need to move towards. When we look at Pisces, Uranus going direct on the 21st for Pisces is really giving you guys that last big major push from the 21st of December to March 17th. When it's involving that Uranus-Pluto square you've been going through since 2012. So this is really important for the Pisces to break away from anything that is blocking you or holding you down or feels like a rut, and to reinvent yourself in any way that you feel is applicable, to introduce original ideas, to throw yourself into the mix in any exciting way that you can, and it's all going to be focused on making money for the Pisces. It may also involve like your possessions or your purchases. So there may be some kind of, you know, change-ups in those areas. But definitely you want to be going towards what it is that you want and breaking out of ruts that are holding you back here and reinventing and introducing yourself in new ways. The new moon that is happening on the 21st of December gives you a two-week window till January 5th, opening up all kinds of new opportunities and new people or next-level situations to situations you're already involved with when it comes to your friendships. So you might meet a new friend or you might take something to the next level with a friend you're already involved with. It has to do with your group affiliation. So again, you might get involved with a new group or you might see something new happen with your group. It has to do with your internet projects, with astrology, with charities, with social networking, parties, gatherings, events, your independence and freedom, your original ideas and your aspirations. So this is your two-week window to launch in those directions what you want to achieve. Really look at the next chapter you can take it into or the new things you can get involved in. This is it. And then when we look at Saturn moving into Sagittarius for Pisces, wow, right? This is your career midheaven. This is what you're known for. So when we have Saturn move into this part of the chart, and again, Pisces, if you were around back between 1985 and 1988, you can see how your personal ambitions and your sacrifices and your hard work and how you structured things and how you cut away things that were no longer serving you and faced the limits or losses and overcame those and really, you know, became this, you know, supercharged, ambitious leader type person, mastering this new thing, it would have really been focused on getting to that next level of your career. And it would also be focused on any big personal goals you have if they're outside career. Maybe you wanted to get married or you wanted to start a family or buy a house or retire or whatever the big thing was. Then you were really trying to master what it took during that three-year period. And that's where you're entering now. Also, it's going to be focused on some authority figures for you guys. So there may be some real serious either endings or long-term commitments that you're going to get involved with bosses, judges, parents, mentors, you know, anybody, directors, producer, anybody who's like this higher up to you, this is the time to really, you know, get serious about what you need to commit to, how you can structure things so that you can reach your ambitious goals through this period. So it's harder work, but it has bigger rewards long-term. And you do not want to let this period go by without really making sure that all your structures are solid so that that continues to grow. So you're ending this 29-year chapter that started back, you know, between 85 and 88. So there may be some, you know, some things that resolve at this time and just move away. You may not, the goal may be over. You don't have it anymore. You know, you've moved past it, grown past it. The career that you embarked on then, you know, you might be saying goodbye to that or, you know, changing it in some dramatic way and those authorities. But there may be new people and new opportunities showing up that are really going to show you what you're made of over these 3 years. And you want to step up to the plate and take that on. And so just as with all the other signs, you want to look at the Sagittarian themes there. So with your goals, your career, and these authority figures, do you need to really get serious about the legalities? Do you need to incorporate or see an attorney or whatever that legality would be? Do you need to get real serious and master that next level of the marketing, media, broadcasting, publishing, advertising, publicity for the career direction you're taking or your goals or reputation or what you're doing with these authority figures? Do you need to travel or involve a foreign interest or person or situation or import-export? You need to really master what it's going to take to do that to further career or your goals or deal with the authorities, right? Like the parent or, you know, the boss or whatever. Do you need to educate? You know, do you need to learn something, get certified in something or teach something that ties in here with your goals and your career and the mastery of all this? Is there a wedding that you really need to get serious about your ambitions and the direction of your life over this three-year period? Step up to those tests. You know, so if somebody proposes, overcome those obstacles, commit, look at the long-term range here of what you guys could achieve together if you go through this period of commitment and self-mastery. If it has to do with you getting involved in wedding planning or events or something, then you could be being, you know, your career direction in that way as well. And then political or religious affiliations, you know, this is a time to really look seriously. You know, you might have really felt one way the last 29 years. Have you outgrown that way of thinking? Is this a time for you to evolve religiously or politically into a new direction? You've kind of wrapping up that karmic arena with all of these themes and should get very serious and goal-oriented moving forward. So that's it for our signs. I just want to say thank you to everybody who's been so wonderful in my life in the year of 2014, as you have been in many other years, but especially through these challenging couple years we've been in. You made it a really much better year for me, and 2015 is going to offer us some quite interesting things, especially when we get past the March-April kind of corridor there and we start to alleviate some of these intense pressures. So we have a lot to look forward to, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a fantastic New Year's Eve, which it definitely looks like you may have, and New Year's Day, and I will be back at the beginning of next year, same time, same place. So Zoe Moon, with love to you guys. I will talk to you then.